This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
So the books and the virtual reality program, which you were sent to do some study of materials from home. I mean, what you're saying effectively is that this can never be replaced by the practical training.
No, never, never in a million years, never. You need to be hands-on. You need to be in that environment. You need to be with people who know. So that's what it's all about. That's how I learn, from people who know. And you're taught and you're trained and you move on. Then you train someone else who comes behind, like the younger apprentices. When we had apprentices, we don't have any apprentices no more. And that's where it's all falling down. This is where it's all going wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because business is money orientated now, more so than it was years and years ago, where you had an electrician, and that electrician had an apprentice. My son, who sat just there, he was an apprentice. He knows, he can tell you exactly how it ran. So They need hands on. You do need an insight as to what you can learn it from her, but I'm not saying you can't learn it from her, but actually putting it into practice is totally a different story.
And in this way, other tutors in ATL Center here capable of delivering this excellent training.
Yes, because the majority of your instructors have been apprentices, have actually been in the field. They actually know what it's all about. They know the way it goes. Do you understand? It's a form of pecking order as well. Whereas you start at a bottom and you work your way through, and everybody goes through the same cycle. So as far as I'm concerned, you need to be employed by an electrical company, whether it's just a labourer, but to get the insight of the job to see what goes on.
What's the big plan for you after you finish and become qualified?
To win a lottery and buy an island. No, joking aside. Hopefully, what I want to do, obviously, as I said, I've been in the trade 40 years now. I'm looking at the inspecting and testing. Obviously, it's not so physical. Do you know what I mean? Whereas where I can turn up, I can test, and I don't have to be...
So you want to specialise, ideally, in domestic or electric?
Either. I'm really not fussed, because I've got knowledge of all types of electrical work. Do you understand what I mean? I can adapt to any type of situation or any work that's given me or whatever. Like, do you know what I mean?
Would you like to expand your business after you qualify?
No, expand it in. That's it. That'll be his job. I intend to work for him. So, him being my son.
Well, Stephen, that sounds like a perfect plan, and we wish you best of luck.
No problem.
When you finish your course and when you become qualified.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for joining us today.
No problem at all. You're welcome.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.